Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Tucker Carlson and him calling Christian Zionism a brain rot virus. So this is a very interesting, spicy development because it comes during an interview that he did with Nick Fuentes. And ironically, the part that seems to have angered the most people was said by Tucker Carlson and not Nick Fuentes himself. Now, I'm going to provide a more broader commentary on this interview in, I believe, the live stream on Thursday. But in this video, I want to specifically talk about his comments regarding Christian Zionism in their full context in this part of the conversation. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. It is spicy, but before we get into that, first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over our Patreon-like system, linked in the description below. It gives you bonus access to bonus content, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. And we also have a free newsletter, also linked in the description below. So with that said, we've been covering a lot of the Christian Zionism topic lately. Specifically, last week I did a longer form video on John Hagee and his Night to Worship Israel. And we've also talked about Kirk Cameron confronting Christian Zionism. So this is a hugely hot topic in Christianity right now. And largely it's being driven by grassroots Christians pushing back against Christian Zionism and also by extension dispensationalism as a school of eschatology. So this is what's going on in Christianity right now. And also worth pointing out, I do believe that a revival is underway, and I don't think that this is unrelated to a revival. So let's dive in. This is the clips in their context. We're going to pick up, and it's going to be at 1.25 speed.
Principle, but like spiritual reality that we have to defend, which is God created every person as an individual, not as a group. No woman gave birth to a community. Like, we hate that kind of thinking,
yes.
Right? Collectivist,
yeah.
Thinking like that. That's identity politics. That's what Dave Rubin engages in. That's why Dave is like just a child. Like, you don't pay any attention to Dave because he's like shallow. But we're not going to be that, right? Or no?
No, I completely agree with you. And, you know, like, and not to be that guy and say that thing, but like, my best friend is a Jewish person.
No,
you know?
But here's
my substantive disagreement, because as a Catholic, I could not agree more with you.
Yes.
In what you're saying. I love all people, even the ones that don't like us. We have to love them all. And we have to recognize that
we're required to.
Yes. Yes. And especially Aquinas says the Jews are a witness people. And so they actually have special protections under the law, according to Catholic philosophy. But I guess my substantive disagreement, which I.
Protestant W, that we don't have to have that.
Said on the show also is the idea that neoconservatism and Israel has nothing to do with Jewishness, Jewish identity, the Jewish religion, because clearly the state of Israel and the neocons are deeply motivated by that ethnic identity, and their allegiance to Israel proceeds from that. You know, the plan of greater Israel, the blood and soil nationalism of Israel, it stems from this ethno-religion, which is Judaism.
Well, this is just BLM, the new version. This is identity politics. They're engaging in identity politics. I mean, that's just so obvious to me.
So if you're watching TV these days, you know, if you watch like the NFL or whatever, you might have seen a commercial that said, you know, about anti-Semitism. You might have seen the woke anti-Semitism commercial by this Jewish organization. And what did they want you to do? They had like, you know, the blue square. So in 2020, you might remember the black square, Dawn the Black Square, so that, you know, the angel of death or riots would pass over you. So 2025, they're doing the blue square. So yes, the whole push against anti-Semitism is basically the same as the push against racism in 2020. It's the same. They're even doing the same, the square thing. So Tucker Carlson nailed it. I'm not even sure he's aware of how right he was on that point, but we've been saying this for a while that Woke Wars 2 is the same as Woke Wars 1. You just switch out black for Jew, and all of a sudden we're having the same exact arguments as we did before, with a little bit of an escalation that there's a, you know, a deeply entrenched school of eschatology, but, you know, there's still a post-war consensus and stuff like that. That is actually very similar to Woke Wars 1.
But the problem in your response, I get what you're saying, mm-hmm. but the problem in your response is it does not apply to every individual.
No, and I would never say that.
Okay. Well, I just think it's important to say that, not to kind of like dodge the accusations against you. My best friends are Jewish. Like, okay, I agree. embarrassing, even though it's probably true. It's true in my case, actually. But whatever. But because just that principle that we're all judged as individuals by what we do, that our faith, the decisions that we make, the way we live our lives, mm-hmm. and God will judge every one of us in that way. And that's how we're supposed to judge. Like, is that, I think that's true.
Yeah. And I totally agree. But I guess the disagreement is, you say identity politics like it's a bad thing. I think identity is reality.
Identity is reality. Absolutely. You just can't have a country of 350 million this diverse where it's just like warring ethnicities, because then it's Rwanda mm-hmm. soon. And, you know, the people with the most force just kill the others. So like, you can't have that here, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. But I would say specifically as it pertains to, you know, you, I think.
So this is actually a point we've made several times on the Evangelical Dark Web, is that, you know, all politics is identity politics. There's not really a way to escape that. And the people who've pretended to escape identity politics, they've lost. Like Mitt Romney lost, John McCain lost. But Trump actually did play into, you know, the forgotten white man in 2016, and he won. So yes, all politics is identity politics. You got to focus on, and part of grand election strategy is you want to depress certain group demographics from voting so that they don't turn up to vote, because you know how that demographic is going to vote. So, you know, it's a little bit racist, but it's just reality. That's how politics works. And that's how, you know, you have to win. You have to play the game to win. So yes, that part by Nick Fuentes is absolutely right.
Think have said it's the neocons. And I think that neoconservatism, where does it arise from? It arises from Jewish leftists who were mugged by reality when they saw the surprise attack in the Yom Kippur War.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of it for sure. But then, like, how do you explain Mike Huckabee, Ted Cruz, and there are a lot like that, John Bolton. I mean, I've known them all. George W. Bush, like Karl Rove. I mean, all people I know personally who I have seen like be seized by this brain virus, mm-hmm. and they're not Jewish. Most of them are self-described Christians. And then the Christian Zionists who are, well, Christian Zionists, like, what is that?
Right.
And I could just say for myself, I dislike them more than anybody, you know, because like, what? Because it's Christian heresy and I'm offended by that as a Christian. That's why. So I don't, like, why not? Like, I'm pissed at the neocons, very pissed. I've said that a million times. I've been mad since December of 2003 when I went to Iraq. And so like, I went and asked straightforward questions to Ted Cruz, because that seemed like, he was a sitting senator who's like serving for Israel by his own description. He seemed like a worthy target. I'm not going after MTG, mm-hmm. who's like the most sincere person. Like, why not go after Ted Cruz? I don't understand.
Well, again, with Marjorie, I was a friend of hers.
So this is where the interview transitions to a different part, discussing Marjorie Taylor Greene. But that was the spicy bit from Tucker Carlson. And here's the thing. The beauty of naming names is we know exactly who and what kind of people that he's talking about. So Mike Huckabee would definitely fall under a Christian Zionist. He's not necessarily a dispensationalist. Like, he is a full Christian Zionist. Ted Cruz was worshiping Israel with John Hagee last week. So, again, he's a Christian Zionist. He's not a Christian. Again, he's a Christian Zionist. He's made that very clear. This isn't even an end times thing. This is a full religion. Like, this isn't just, oh, I believe that, you know, Jews will be regathered in Romans 11, futurism and stuff like that. This is full on America must bless Israel in order to receive blessings, which is a sort of prosperity gospel. And it's actually more dangerous than the more traditional prosperity gospel. You listen to a Joel Osteen sermon, yeah, it's going to be watered down scripture, but it's probably not going to be as harmful to someone who already has a, you know, Holy Spirit in them. Like, it, you know, probably won't lead you to Christ, but if you already have Christ, it's probably not going to be as harmful as someone like John Hagee telling you, you must bless Israel. You must give to Jewish causes before you can give to Christian causes. Like, that's actually a lot more harmful because that's a misuse of Christian resources. And that is the danger. Like, I don't think a lot of these Christian organizations are funded by Israel. There's a little bit of that. J.D. Hall has talked about, like, Jerry Falwell Sr. Being funded by Israel. So there is a little bit of that. But in the grand scheme of it, it's the call is coming from inside the house. It's largely Christians that are doing this. It's largely Christians that are funding these organizations that proliferate Christian Zionism. So you hate to see that, but that is the reality. And I think that's who Tucker Carlson is talking about there. He's not talking about your garden variety dispensationalist. He's not talking about the people that are closer to John MacArthur than John Hagee. He's largely, in my opinion, he's talking about the John Hagee types. He's talking about the Ted Cruzes. He's talking about Mike Huckabee. He's talking about Karl Rove, George Bush, and the people like that, people like Greg Locke, just to introduce some more names into the mix. I don't think he's talking about your garden variety dispensationalist, boomer, salt of the earth person, because he has complimented this type of individual multiple times in the past. So I think there's a relative consistency here, and we have to analyze Carlson's words in the context of how he has spoken on this issue in the past. So I want to, you know, move on over and show you a thing from Steve Dace. Should have this pulled up, but, you know, pull it up while I'm talking. So Steve Dace said, this would mean that the most important evangelicals in the 19th and 20th centuries, D.L. Moody and Billy Graham, were heretics. And this would mean that Jerry Falwell Sr., founder of Liberty University, also a heretic. It would also mean that James Dobson, also a heretic, and many others. So here's the thing. Obviously, there's a lot of debate on Billy Graham, but Billy Graham was at least behind closed doors, because I guess my criticism of Billy Graham is he might have been like two different people, behind, in private, in public, in interviews, on the pulpit. Like, he was kind of being a little bit duplicitous at times. And Billy Graham, when he was talking to Richard Nixon about the Jews, he was very honest. He was willing to have very honest conversations with the president about the JQ. Steve Dace is not. Steve Dace is not on Billy Graham's level, and he tried to struggle session me personally over that issue. It's ironic because he gives Joel Webbin like the welcome wagon interview, but he gave me like the the most unprofessional interview he's ever given in his lifetime. He gave that to me. But D.L. Moody, I'm not really a fan of D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody gave us Schofield. He and Schofield was an obvious false teacher. He was an obvious scammer. He even went to prison for scamming. He was someone who didn't pay his debts. He is someone who didn't provide for his family. He is worse than an unbeliever, according to Paul. And yet D.L. Moody said that it was okay. So not a huge fan of D.L. Moody, at least for that reason. And as far as Jerry Falwell Jr., like I said, he kind of was Israeli funded. That's just history. James Dobson might be the least offensive on this list. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I have a consistent standard when it comes to discernment, right? And that is people come out of false traditions. Like John Nelson Darby was a heretic. The inventor of dispensationalism as we know it. He was a heretic. He invented a bad faith tradition, a heretical faith tradition that has trapped people in a bad faith tradition and then raised them up in that. So I do not believe that all people who come from this faith tradition, I definitely come from a more dispensational background, are heretics. I don't believe that all, you know, people are not saved within those confines. But I do believe that the pioneers of Christian Zionism, the pioneers of this false theology, are heretics. I do believe that they are in hell for doing that. So John Hagee is a false teacher because he's not only a dispensationalist, he's a pioneer of Christian Zionism as we know it today. He's a pioneer of it. And that is the difference. Billy Graham, I don't believe, was a pioneer of a particular theology. You might accuse him of easy believism and stuff like that, which I'm not even sure he's necessarily a pioneer of that. But I think he's on a different level because he was at least, unlike Steve Dace, willing to have honest conversations. Maybe D.L. Moody was more willing to have honest conversations. Jerry Falwell Sr. might have been willing to have honest conversations. I'm a little less sure about that. And James Dobson, I think, might have been also been willing to have honest conversations. So that is the difference. That is what separates, I think, a Christian Zionist from a regular dispensationalist, is your willingness to have honest conversations, your willingness to not worship Israel or modern Jews. And I think that's who Tucker Carlson's talking about. He's not talking about garden variety evangelicals. He has complimented evangelicals constantly on his program, if you've watched him. But the minute he says that this is a brain virus, people lose their minds and say, he's talking about us. No, he's really not talking about us. And the future is, it is statistically baked into the cake right now that evangelicalism is not going to be pro-Israel in the near future. And that this is dying out. So, you know, there's hope for evangelicalism to get its credibility back on this issue. Not so much for the Catholics. That's all I got to say about that for today, because I will say more later. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.